Lift up your right hand where you are and worship.
Strength as the day. He eyed and I saw, he declared on the rock that shadows are dry, there's tears. He hid the light in the depths of his love and covers me there with his love. The rapture, his perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry thirsty rain. He hid my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there. Lift up your right hand. Service for the sake of someone. You think your life is vulnerable. You feel as if your life is exposed. Oh Lord, am I safe? I see a lot of danger around. I see a lot of hostility around. I see a lot of conspiracy around my life. He's speaking to you. It's your right.
shadows are drawn past
your hands are receiving things. It's covering over your life just for a minute. Thank you for your cover this morning. Thank you for your cover this morning. For your cover for every one of us here this morning. Thank you for your covering here this morning. Thank you because not one person shall live here the same. None of us shall be vulnerable to the enemy. The wish of your enemy will never come to pass. The expectations of the wicked will never come to pass. What they are looking for from your life, they will never find it. They will find it in their lives. In the name of Jesus. But shadows are drawing past here.
call us me there with his hand. You call us me there with his hand.
Be seated in the presence of God. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. We'll stop there today. Let's look at it from the Living Bible Version. The Living Bible Version. If I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak in every language there is in all the heaven and earth, but didn't love others, I will only be making noise. If I had the gift of prophecy and knew all about what is going to happen in the future, if I knew everything about everything, but didn't love others, what good will it do? If I had the gift of faith so I could speak to a mountain and it will move, I will still be worth nothing at all without love. If I gave everything I have to poor people, and if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel but didn't love others, it will be of no value whatever. Love is very patient and kind, never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way, is not irritable or touchy, it does not hold grudges, and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. Stop there. Speaking very quickly on the subject, the practice of love. The practice of love. Our objective this morning is to understand the practical details of loving people. It will show us dimensions of what love is all about. Last week, midweek service, we saw that the lifestyle of love is critical to our existence on the earth and destiny in eternity. If the ICT can recap on what we did last week, Wednesday, on the profit of love, when a person loves. We said that that's the profit of love. Just go further. Yes, go forward. Yes, the profit of love. We said that, first of all, when we love people, it helps us to realize our life's expectations. I think the echo is so much. It helps us to realize our life's expectations. Because whatever you want done for you by others, you do it to them. You realize your life's expectations. Secondly, it helps us to reap appropriate harvest. What a man sows, he reaps in life. We saw that. We also saw that it causes us to access the mercy of God. It says to the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. So what we do for others or to others determine what God does for us or to us. And then we saw that love will give us an explosion of unction and power. The power of God flows in the direction of love. Compassion compels the unction. Five, we see that love also causes us to release our life's potentials. What you carry, your real nature comes out. Because God is love and he made man in his image. Then we also saw that love causes the manifestation of God's presence. Two can work together if they be agreed. If God is love and you walk in love, he walks with you. And then we saw that love guarantees the possibility of eternity with God in heaven. Because we saw the parable of the goat and the sheep, goat and sheep in Matthew 25, where he said, I was hungry and you gave me food, so enter heaven. I was hungry and you didn't give me food, so go to hell. We saw all that. So we concluded that walking in love is beneficial for our existence on the earth and eternity in heaven. We saw that. If that is the case, today we shall be looking at practical details of walking in love. But before then, this passage of scripture we just read, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3 in particular, which is the love chapter of scripture, brings out four major things I want to talk about before we go on. Number one, it says that tongues equals noise without love. Tongues equals noise without love. As a matter of fact, prayer equals noise without love. If I could speak with the tongues of men, tongues of angels, and I am not walking in love, he said, I am a clanging cymbal, a noiseful equipment. What does that mean to you? It means there are many people praying today who think they are praying. Meanwhile, the only thing God is hearing is noise because of lack of love. No love for wife, no love for children, no love for fellow men. Bitterness for unforgiveness everywhere. And you are praying for donkey ears. And God is saying, this man is making noise. If I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of angels,
and I have not love, I am just a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal, a noiseful apparatus. Number two, insight is a waste without love. Say, if I have all prophetic powers, if I have the gifts of revelation, I knew everything and I knew everything, and yet I can understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I'm not walking in love. In the Living Bible Version, he said, it profits nothing. Insight is a waste without love. The Living Bible said, if you have all of that and you didn't love others, what good will it do? That means light, revelation, or insight does no good without love. It does no good. It does no good. You have a lot of insight from Scripture. You have a lot of light from Scripture. You have a lot of prophetic insight, and you don't love nobody. He said that light, that insight, that revelation does no good. No wonder we have a lot of people with head knowledge in the body of Christ today. A lot of scriptures, but nothing practical to show for the scriptures they have, because it does no good. Insight without love is a waste. That makes the matter serious, right? Number three, if I have all faith and it could move mountains, without love, I am worth nothing. That's what the Living Bible said. Three says, faith adds no value without love. It adds no value without love. A man's faith will add no value to his life without love. It adds no value without love. What does that mean to you? It means that your faith cannot enhance your worth. Enhance your worth. W-O-R-T-H. Your faith cannot enhance your worth in life without love. It doesn't matter what level of faith you operate in. If love is absent, your worth will be lacking. It will be as if you are lying against God that you believe in Him. Finally, He said, if I give my house, give my body to be burnt and all that and all that, without love, it profited nothing. Do you understand that? Number four said, giving is unprofitable without love. Giving is unprofitable without love. Giving is unprofitable without love. So it is possible to give without loving. A lot of politicians do that when election is near. It's possible to give without loving people. Maybe to create an impression. Although it is not possible to love without giving. When you love, you give. But this is the meaning. Giving without loving cannot guarantee desired results. Giving without loving cannot guarantee desired results. Yes, he is a tither, he is a sower, he is a giver, he sacrifices a lot. But he doesn't talk to many people because of bitterness. He doesn't greet many people because of bitterness. He is not, his wife and himself are permanently at war. Himself and somebody else are in permanent competition. He is doing a lot of all these things, but he doesn't talk to people. He doesn't, it's a waste. He says, what does it profit me? Your returns can never be guaranteed without love in place. Love for God and love for man. If I stopped here, I already overpreached. If I stopped here, it is already enough to make you run and run the race of love. Your tongues, every Every time the devil invites you into bitterness, it is an attack on your prayer life. Every time the devil invites you into hatred, it is to waste your insight. Every time the devil invites you into lovelessness, it is to ruin your faith. And every time the devil wants you to walk in hatred, it is to waste your harvest. It's a serious matter. Having said that, what are the practical details of love? We defined what love is before in the principles and power of love. But now, practical details. Number one, love is very patient. Very patient. Love, charity suffereth long. Love is very patient. I give three meanings and then, or two, and then we proceed. First, that love does not easily lose patience. It doesn't easily lose patience. And secondly, love does not give up easily. It doesn't give up easily. Give up on God, even give up on people. Thirdly, love is expectant but not impatient. There is a difference between impatience and expectancy. Love is expectant but never impatient. A major demonstration of love is what God demonstrated in 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 9. Bible speaking said, 2 Peter 3:9. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some people count slackness, but he is long-suffering. He is patient toward us. He is not willing that anybody should perish, but that all should come to repentance. People are asking, why is the world still continuing? God is still waiting. Maybe some people will still change. Very patient. Very patient. That brother of yours, or that child of yours, that is looking maybe wayward, love says, that child will change. That child will change. That child will change. A young man that I encountered many years ago grew up and entered bad friends and became an armed robber. Armed robber. Every time he came home, his mother would tell him, you are not a robber. You are a pastor. You are not, you can't be a thief. You are a pastor. And he continued talking to him like that. I didn't give birth to you for you to end as a robber. One day he said they went to steal somewhere in the north, in Kano area. About seven of them. And then police or security suddenly arrived. He said they began to run. And there was a big fence. What will I do? He said before he knew what was happening, he found himself on the other side of the fence. Six of the rest wasted. He survived. Later gave his life to Christ. Later became a pastor. Love. People say he was a robber. Love said he is a pastor. Love. Love, love is very patient. And for those of us in relationship trying to get married, love can wait. It is lust that cannot wait. Love can't wait. Courtship of 2 years, courtship of 3 years, real love can wait. Real love says, I met this girl or this man. My assignment is not to drop her quality by iniquity. My assignment is to enhance his quality, her quality. I'm not to be a negative factor. Love is very patient. Every time you see yourself giving up easily, losing a lot of patience on children, loved ones around you, is an error. Love is patient. Number two, love is kind. It's right there in scripture. Love is kind. Love is kind. What is the meaning? First, there is generosity in love. Second, love gives. There is generosity in love. Second, love gives. Third, love does not withhold good from those to whom it is due. Love does not withhold good from those to whom it is due. Look at that in scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 to 28. Proverbs 3, 27 to 28 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. When it is in your power, in the power of your hand to do it, don't say to your neighbor, go and come again tomorrow, I will give. When you have it in your hand now, to give it now. Look at the Living Bible version of that. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28. Don't withhold repayment of debt. Don't say some other time if you can pay now. Alright, that's... Don't plot against your neighbor. He is trusting you. He jumped to verse 28. Withhold not good. There are many of us, what you can do for somebody you are praying prayer of agreement. I mean, you can easily have changed the car tire for them. You had enough money to assist in the accommodation. You had enough money to assist in the child's school fees. Can I ask a question? If there is money in your hand and you see a brother very dedicated to God in church, trekking to church all the time, and you see his commitment and you have enough money to buy that person a car, is it too much? We had in Area 1 church, one of the ushers testified of how one man, somebody saw how he comes to church very early with his children and wife, very early to do ushering work. And he said, this person is so dedicated to God and there all the time. Let me help him serve God more. And he bought that family a car. That is the practicality of love. Love is kind. My wife knows that my level of distribution is on another scale. One day she forced me, she said, you do some things for everybody apart from yourself. When last did you buy something worth so and so amount for yourself? Say, what can I pick for you from the market or from the, I'm traveling, nothing. I'm not looking for it. Okay, I'll buy something by force. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Love is kind. Take your seat. Please, I like us to move from the realm. Now listen to this. I like us to move from the realm of looking for what to get into the realm of seeking for what to give. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace to walk in the generosity of love. Take your seat. Listen to this. Was that number? What number are we going? That is under number two. Love, there is generosity in love. Love gives. Love does not withhold good from them to whom it is due. And then fourthly, loving people derive joy in giving. Selfish people derive joy from getting. Loving people derive joy in giving. According to what Paul the Apostle said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Loving people. This is the practicality of love. Love is very patient. Love is kind. Number three now. Love does not envy. It envieth not. Love does not envy. Envy is a manifestation of the bankruptcy of love. And take note of the following. First, love never boils over with jealousy. It doesn't boil over. That's a direct translation of one of those translations. It doesn't boil over with jealousy. It's not envious. It does not boil over with jealousy. It's not jealous. When a man enters into a business, pushes the person out because he believes that he deserves the business more than this man. Wicked. Woman steps into a family, pushes out the madam of the house to inherit the husband. Habba. Just look at it the other way around. What if it was you in that position? Love. Second, love does not give in to covetousness, resulting in jealousy. It doesn't give in to covetousness that results in jealousy. That leads to the third thing under this, that love doesn't wish that what others have was theirs. It doesn't wish that what others have was theirs. It's good to appreciate great things in the life of people. It's good to trust God for similar things. But it is not good to wish that you are the one who has that instead of that person. Who is he? Why should he be the one? Why should she be the one? We have such bitterness and wickedness of heart today. Why should he be the one in that position? Why should she be the one in that position? Should she be the one married to that person? Or should she be the one this or that? Love does not envy. Love celebrates good in others. Love is excited at the progress of others. Love will only trust God. Father, you did it for that person, do it for me. That's not envy. Father, thank you for this kind of great breakthrough, this kind of solid marriage, this kind of solid ministry, this kind of this and that. I appreciate you for that man. I appreciate you for that woman. Father, you are no respecter of persons. You did it in the same person. You can do it in my life. You are the same yesterday. That is not envy. That is not jealousy. That is positive. That's very, very positive. That is being inspired, being motivated to desire what is good. That is positive. When it turns into resentment, when it turns into annoyance that it is the person and not you, that is envy. That is jealousy. Love does not envy. You don't get angry because your friend is getting married. That is envy. That is jealousy. That's not a good heart. You don't get angry because somebody got promoted. Love does not envy. Number four, love is not boastful. It says, it vaunteth not itself. It's not boastful. It's not boastful. What does that mean to you? First, love does not exaggerate its results or accomplishments. It doesn't exaggerate it. Where you God has helped you in one way or the other, you don't go about exaggerating the results, exaggerating your accomplishments. Love does not. And there is only one reason to do that. To make others feel like they are failures. No. Second, love is not vainglorious, meaning love is not vainglorious, or pardon the use of this word, braggadocious. Just bragging and bragging and bragging. That's not love. It's not boastful. It's not boastful. One translation said, and that leads me to the third point. Love does not go about blowing his own trumpet. Doesn't go about blowing his own trumpet. That's not love. What benefit do you derive to make others feel like they are nothing? What benefit do you derive to make others feel like they wasted their own lives? What joy do you derive to make anybody feel like you are bigger and better than them by the kind of thing? That's not love. That kind of heart is not a good heart. A loving person wants to give people healthy value, healthy sense of esteem. You want to make people feel good about themselves and better about themselves than before they met you. Not feel less than them, less about themselves than before they met you. Don't you see that I'm better? Oh, my own is better. Oh, my own is better. Oh, my own is better. Oh, my own, the car I have is better than yours. Oh, my children's school is better than your own. That kind of heart is a heart of evil. It's a heart of selfishness. It's a heart of wickedness. Love is very, very considerate. Very, very considerate of the feelings of others. Very, very, very considerate of the emotions of others. Very. Number five, love is not proud. So love is very patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love is not boastful. Love is not proud. That is direct from scripture. I trust God to finish this thing. Love is not proud. And I'm going to mention three things. It is hatred that is proud. First of all, the meaning of this is, love is not puffed up. It's not puffed up. It's not puffed up. It's not puffed up, blown up. Second, it means that love is not centered on the worship of self. There are those, everything revolves about self, themselves. I. Thirdly, it means love is not swollen-headed with a superiority complexity. There are those who move about with a superiority complexity. Now, inferiority complex is not good. It's a disaster. Superiority complex, that is, I am better than you, is also not good. You need an accurate estimation of yourself under God. Accurate estimation. It's not love. It's not love. There are so-called rich people, so-called influential people, so-called people, you know, who all they want to do is just to let everybody feel that they are more important than them. That's not love. That kind of life can end someone in the flames of hell. Because you cannot despise those to whom Jesus esteemed. You cannot downgrade those God upgraded at the cross. This morning, I want everyone who has a shoulder that is already set, let it drop. Just calm down. Calm down. You are a person. Calm down. If you look back at your life 10 minutes after you took off out of this flesh to eternity, you will like what you see. Calm down. Your body is dust. Calm down. You go to toilet too. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Some people are walking as if they want to fly. I just see some people as if they want to cut. Just calm all the way down. What do you have that you have not received? Dust shall return back to dust, and the spirit will return back to God who gave it. It's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. You don't have any future. I slept, I awake, for thou sustain me. I couldn't have woken up this morning if it is not by your help. I didn't wake up by my wisdom. I didn't wake up by my intelligence. It was not my beauty that woke me up. It was by your help that I woke up. So calm down. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Pride. Too much proud. There are those. I called one young man the other day. I said, you are proud. Over what now? Shoulder is like this. You didn't go. You are proud over what now? Money you don't have. Nothing. Over what is the essence of this pride now? God will help us. Love. You see, the crash of Lucifer. You remember? Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12. Why art thou falling from heaven, O thou Lucifer? Cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation. Because you have said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the house of the clouds. I will be like the most higher. You, Satan, be like the Most High, yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That will never be anybody's portion. Love is not proud. Number 6, love is not rude. It's not rude. I like to see it in the King James Version. That will be around verse 5 or 6. Does not behave itself unseemly. That's the word there. Does not behave itself unseemly. The real translation says love. Okay, if we can see also the Living Bible version. Love is not rude. Never haughty or selfish or rude. What is the implication of this? Three things or four. First, that love is not impolite or indecorous. It has decorum. It is not impolite. That is, it is polite. Second, it means that love is not unmannerly or undignified. It has manners. It has dignity. It has manners. Because love is God. There are those who can't greet nobody. Can't just look at everybody and just be looking. Good morning, sir. Yes. That is lack of manners. It's not unmannerly or undignified. Thirdly, it means love does not treat people unfairly. It does not treat people unfairly. The Bible in basic English says his ways are fair. The ways of love are fair. Also, it means, fourth, that love is not disrespectful or discourteous. It doesn't lack courtesy. It's not disrespectful or discourteous. It is respectful. It is cautious. It has courtesy. When you walk in love, the love of God, you give everybody their respect, even your child. How many of you know that? Even if you correct a child so harshly in front of people, no matter the age of that child, he feels embarrassed. That's child. There are some people insulting their wife in front of children, shouting on their wife in front of strangers, and all those kind of upside down operations. Upside down. I told some people the other day, I said, even in the village, if you found your father drunk in the gutter, and some people are insulting him, you will deal with the people. Pull the man out of the gutter, groggily drag him home, arrange him on the bed. Then when he wakes up, you say, Papa, why are you disgracing us in this village? Please now, please, please. You don't shout on him on the road. You don't even behave like he did something wrong there on the road. Because love covereth a multitude of sins according to scripture. Love is respectful. It's respectful. It has courtesy. It's not discourteous. Finally, love is not uncomplimentary or uncivil. It is complimentary. It is civil. You see, people. You see people saying to somebody, oh, you are looking sharp or looking smart or what you are wearing fits you or whatever compliment you can pay to somebody. Oh, you are looking exciting. Life is good for you and so on. Whatever compliment is possible without being misunderstood is a normal flow where love is. I compliment my wife, compliment my children all the time. I said to my children, please can you tell me what you did to get to look so fine? Daddy, it's because you gave birth to me. And you look fine. Oh yeah, man, compliment her. That dress looks good. How many of the, can we get? You see, there are people that, they want people to be talking good about them, but they don't care about anybody. What you want to reap, sow it. You say nobody is appreciating you. Nobody is looking in your direction. Nobody is commending you. Are you appreciating anybody? When last did you genuinely from your heart compliment or commend somebody? When last? There is something they used to call in our village, leg does not touch ground. I don't know. I don't know whether it's a bed or something. Say leg does not touch ground. There are people who function like that. And you are just almost flying. Uninterested in everybody. Oh, sister, I like your dress. Thank you. I like your shoe. Thank you. Why don't you sew it back as well? And yours too is very good. Just like your own. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just like your own. And just as smart as you are, why don't you sew it back almost immediately? You see, but the truth of the matter is, where love is at work, it flows out naturally. It just flows out naturally. I see something happening to somebody. If you are the one, it's happening to lift up right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to walk the walk of love. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Take your seat. Love is not rude. It is complementary. It is civil. Finally, number 7, our time is so far gone. Love is not self-seeking. He said, the King James Version said, it seeketh not his own. It's not self-seeking. What is the meaning of that? Love is not first. It means love is not self-centered. That is, it is not focused on self to the exclusion of others. It's not focused on self to the exclusion of others. And I'm using this when we talk about love. One of the places for the experimentation of love is the marriage context. A major problem in marriages is when people are seeking their own without caring for what concerns the other person. When we have a marriage seminar soon, just for married people, there may be things I'm going to be saying. There are men who don't care about the welfare of their wives. Here is a woman you have not spoken to since yesterday. And then tonight, you are looking for something. Are you in touch with a prostitute? Because you don't need to be in a talking tent with a prostitute. And here is somebody that you have been shouting on for the last 24 hours. No, nothing. No connection. And then in the middle of the night, you are looking, you are trying to find your road somewhere. You see, when people... You know, I am speaking in coded languages because there are children here and there are many people here. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, sir? It's not I don't understand that kind of life. I don't understand that kind of life. Are you dealing with a human being or you are dealing with wood? Or you are dealing with what? See, there are those people, and it might be the other way around too, where people are just self-seeking. I'll stop here because we are not in marriage seminar. Second, it means that love does not emphasize its own rights at the expense of the rights of others. It's not self-seeking means it is not emphasizing its own rights at the expense of the rights of others. If you want your right, I want my right too. Let's get our rights together, then it's balanced. But don't try to get your own right at the expense of my right. It means finally, love does not operate the always me first mentality. Always me first. It doesn't operate the always me first mentality. Selfishness operates like that. It is always me first. Let me speak first before you speak. Understand what I am saying first. Understand. Shut up and understand me first. That is recklessness. I realized that in communication and in relationship. In communication, in relationship. Most times. You understand first before you seek to be understood. Okay, say what you want to say. Let me understand what you're saying. Most times. This is our challenge in our world is the abundance of lovelessness which translates into selfishness and then translates into wickedness. Did you see the equation? The abundance of lovelessness translating into selfishness that translates into exaggerated wickedness. is the plague of our world today. What is my conclusion? One, love is life. Walk in love. Because love affects life, both in time and in eternity. Love is life. Walk in love. Because love affects life, both in time and in eternity. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. The Bible said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. You see, you can never experience quality life, exuberant life, eternity of life without love. Secondly, love guarantees profitability and productivity of your spirituality. Again, love guarantees the profitability and productivity of your spirituality. I'm sure you know what that means. It says if you are praying without love, you are making noise. Any revelation you have without love is a waste. Faith that you have without love will not add word to your life. Your sowing and giving and all that you are doing without love guarantees no profit. What's that? So everything we do spiritually that is devoid of love, love life, can never guarantee profitability or productivity. I welcome you, brothers, sisters, men, and brethren, to a new season of a walk of love. May the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, come upon you, come upon us, and change our story. These walls will not stand against us at the day of judgment. These walls will stand for us. Stand upon your feet. Did you receive something? Is anybody angry? Tell your neighbor, only the devil. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. Now listen to this. One day I was preaching in church many, many years ago. Something like this. Something different though, but in some light. And one man who was invited to the church for the first time by his wife or by some people, but he came with his wife. Okay, invited by his wife to come to church. The man was, what did you tell that pastor? What did you tell the pastor? What did you tell the pastor? So I didn't tell him anything. Say, no, you told him something. There's no need to tell him something. The Spirit of God is available. And when we are preaching, even what we didn't plan to say enters the preaching according to the leading of the Holy Ghost. But I see change coming. Will you lift up your hands? Appreciate the King of Kings for what you have received today. Appreciate the I am that I am, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Elion. And thank you, Adonai. And thank you, Mekadesh. And thank you, Keren Yesha. Olamore, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace to walk the love walk. I receive the grace to live the love life. Help me, Lord, to be found worthy of you on the last day. Help me, Lord, to live like you want me to live in love, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Help me, Lord.
Take me to the place where I have no will.
But
be separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no choice, that is separate from your choice. To be lost in you is my desire. To be all for you is all.
Lift your two hands high. I want someone here this morning to respond to the love of Jesus by surrendering your life to Him. You know you are not living the way you should. You know that God is not happy with you. I want you to surrender to His love. Surrender to His love. Surrender to His love. You have an addiction that must be broken. You have sins you must confess, and you have forgiveness you must receive. Mercy you must receive from God. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly step forward here. I'll give you the count of seven. Anywhere you are, Pastor, you are saying, Pastor, I want forgiveness for my sins. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want help from above to live for God. I'll give you the count of seven. One, two.
Lost in you. Take me to the place, oh Lord, take me to the place where I am, knowing that is separate.
Keep coming. One.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, take me to the place
where I have no choice,
that is separate.
To be lost in you.
To be lost in you.
Keep coming. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
It's all I want.
Take me to the place.
You will take me to the place where I have no fear.
Place your right hand on your chest, all of you who have come out, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Jesus, come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of the enemy be broken of your life. Grace be released upon you to serve the Lord. I call it done in Jesus' name. Everyone lift up your hands everywhere you are. If you came with any material for impartation, you can lift it up. Otherwise, just lift up your two hands.
Metumakagi Eze Metumakagi Eze
Metumakagi
Onye neme ma
Mete ma kagi Eze Eze
palaka.
Lift up your hands and lift up your materials.
I prophesy at this moment a fresh release of the love of God like never before. The Bible said, he who gave us his son, freely gave us his son to die for us. How will he not with that son freely give to us everything that is requisite for life and for destiny? I speak today, I prophesy, I announce upon the documents, the materials, and the things in your hands, your expectation for the month of September shall be exceeded. In the name of Jesus, everything that belongs to you, everything that is yours, everything that is yours, everything that is needed by you, everything that is needed by you, everything that is needed by you in this month of September is released for you. I declare that systems are set under pressure. They will lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I announce, I prophesy miracle jobs in the month of September. Miracle businesses in the month of September. Miracle contracts in the month of September. Miracle open doors in the month of September. Miracle marital settlement in the month of September. Miracle admissions in the month of September. Miracle healings and deliverances in the month of September. I declare that the verdict of the enemy concerning your life is canceled right now. In the name of Jesus. That arrow of affliction, and what my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, that the enemy planted, is uprooted right now and returned back to hell. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Father, and thank you, Father, and thank you, Father, for hearing us in Jesus' precious name. Amen.